This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Thousands are not getting the school and education support they need. That's because there is a hidden population of homeless students in our region and across the United States. This subject is something that is covered by a series out of the Midwest Newsroom called Unhoused, Unschooled. And the Midwest Newsroom and its partners have examined the federal law designed to support unhoused public school students. The project focuses in particular on rural communities. Joining us now to discuss that reporting is Holly Edgel. Holly is managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom. Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, as I understand, you've just wrapped this Unhoused, Unschooled series, but can you take us back to the beginning? What is it that initiated the start of that endeavor?
Sure. Well, we actually did not start out looking at rural school districts. You may recall, and listeners may recall, that Kayvon Mansouri and Kate Grumke here in St. Louis were looking at some issues in the Hazelwood School District regarding unhoused students, and that reporting is available online. But in the process of building their sources and talking to people, they were told that the rural situation can be in many ways even more complicated by smaller school districts, fewer resources, a lack of understanding and training about how to get funding to support homeless students, and a whole host of other issues. Also because in rural communities, homelessness may not look like what we think of it as. There may be people who go unidentified. Mm-hmm. In that case, if you don't know a student needs services, they're not going to get those services.
Right. Now, you yourself, as the managing editor, you have a long journalism career. And so I would imagine that some of the things that this series, Unhoused, Unschooled, has covered, but was there anything that came to you as a surprise or perhaps as a development over time that you were not expecting to see?
Sure. Well, we knew the system had challenges. It's called the McKinney-Vento Act, and it was designed to make sure that all students get an equal access to education regardless of their housing status. There's several parts of that that require districts to comply with certain things, like even if you don't have the same address as you had last year, you should still be able to enroll. If you need to get transportation, you should still get that. So the thing that was so interesting and what's great about a regional collaboration is that we had a look from Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska, and we saw common themes. And those common themes are, it's kind of a catch-22 where there's not enough money in the pot anyway. Mm-hmm. So the pot of federal funding is not big enough. And what's not known, I think, commonly is that when the money goes to states, school districts have to compete against each other for funding. So not every school district gets money. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a grant writer,
right, because
you have such a small school district, and the grant writer is also the principal and the bus driver, which is something we found, you're not going to get your money. Mm-hmm. And so there's this sort of catch-22 of not enough funding and not enough identification of who needs the money, and then not enough ways to get the money.
Right. Now, Kayvon Mansouri, investigative reporter with the Midwest Newsroom, has been here a couple of times to give us updates on different parts of the series that he has contributed to. What do you think is the takeaway as we're looking at the Midwest in comparison to other regions in the country? I mean, are there things to be learned from here that apply elsewhere, and then vice versa too? Are there lessons to be learned from other parts of the U.S.?
Sure, and I even think between urban school districts, suburban school districts, and rural school districts, there can be learnings and perhaps sharing of resources like that, mentoring perhaps from district to district around the grant process and what that means. But I think what we found also is that there's a great deal of workarounds going on, mm-hmm. and these school districts that are small and are tremendously resilient and very connected to their communities. My question is, should they have to be turning over backwards to get supplies, to get transportation funding, to get support? I don't think they should. That's my opinion. But I think what we found is that these school districts, if they can't get the federal funding for some basic things, they do rely on communities. And that's throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that we found, too. And I think, too, there is bipartisan support in Washington right now for maintaining the current funding, but also putting more emphasis on these funds, because we know that students who do not have stable school, if nothing else, if they have stable school, their outcomes are going to be a lot better. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big takeaway, too. This is, it's a flawed system that needs, I think, a rework.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, I guess the final thing I'd like to hear from you, the point of this investigative report is not to point fingers, but to sort of uncover what is happening and what could be done better. So ultimately, this is not about blame, right?
No, there's really no bad actors in this thing, which is interesting for investigative journalism. It's really about a system that is not equipped to deal with the rising number of homeless youth, whether in urban or rural settings.
Mm-hmm. Unhoused, Unschooled is the name of the reporting project we've been talking about. Holly Edgell is managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Holly. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury
and by Elaine Shaw.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.